squad. Mizzy World Entertainment is back to present the Snowfall Review, Episode 3, hosted by yours truly, Mizzy World, and my cousin, Vern Knowledge. What's the deal, cousin?
What's up, cousin? How you?
I'm good, cousin. What a episode, man. This is Episode 3 of our review, but we're reviewing Episode 4 of Snowfall, and where do you want to start off? Where do you want to start off? That's what I'm ask you that. Where do you want to start
off? We got to start off where it started off at, man, with Sissy, baby.
Go ahead,
man. We got to start it off with Go Sissy,
ahead.
Baby.
You were skeptical on how early they were going to present her.
Right.
And
I
was surprised that they presented her so early, too.
Right.
But it's funny how she harped on, well, her excuse for why she came back, shall I say.
Right. Her real excuse. But yeah, when it came up, I said, because it first started off, it was to show her going into the crib. I'm like, it was a little blurry. I'm like, hold on, that's Sissy? I said, oh, that's Sissy. She's back, baby. And I knew, like you said, I knew she was going to be coming on soon. I didn't know how soon. A little surprised that it was this episode per se, but after seeing the episode, not so much.
Me either.
Given, you know.
Me either. When they presented it, I was like, oh, but she had a very big role in that episode, so they kind of clarified it. So.
Yep.
Exactly.
It was
crazy, man.
It was just nice to see her, you feel me?
Facts, man. It was good to see most of the gang back together she re-entered, and Leon was explaining what was going on and him about to gear up and for all that. And yeah, man.
Speaking of Leon, I called him Rebel Leon. Leon the Rebel.
He's about to be a Black Panther or something.
Right,
he's about to be
like
a Black
activist or something. Like, I'm like, look at Leon. He said, my people need me. Martin Luther Cornrows.
Martin Luther Cornrows, yo.
Let's go.
My man crazy said Martin Luther Cornrows. But hey, that's what I was thinking. And then when Sissy came to him and she got some moves, bro.
Yeah, she powerful,
I don't know
bro.
what she up to.
She powerful,
but
bro.
she got something. She came back this episode for a reason. And I got a feeling, I'm going to keep it a buck, it made me feel like Mel is going to pop back up, bro. For some reason, it made me feel like, yeah, Mel going to pop back up this season, bro.
Right.
But for some reason, it was like, yeah. Because it just seemed like it's a lot of dilemmas going on right now, bro. It's a lot of chess moves being made. And then, can we speak on something that I feel like we should have been spoken on, but we haven't spoken on just yet?
What's that?
And that's the relationship with Louis and the cop Bo.
Right. And that's what I was going to speak on next. Nut ass cop boy.
It seemed
like it's somebody they knew from back in the day, obviously, you could tell.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like,
especially Louis, since
she's
the one that's really dealing with him.
It seemed to me that they had maybe intimate relationship, maybe. You know, one of them type, you know, maybe they was messing with each other at one point.
Right.
Type situation. I sensed that a little bit, you feel me?
Right.
From the interactions. Whatever.
Maybe when Louis used to be in the Shorty club and all that. So you never know.
He
had a little pass and all
that.
So that's probably why she is dealing with the situation.
Right, exactly. I feel like that's her situation to deal with. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah, I just think Bo on some slimy. Like he on some. I don't trust him. I don't trust him whatsoever.
I don't either. But
whatsoever.
I feel like is Louis going fold? I don't know if they going down another cop. I don't know, bro.
And the thing is too, I don't know who she going to serve up. Scully?
That's your number one buyer right now.
That's the only person that makes sense to me. Like. Because it ain't going. I mean, who was going to be?
That's what Franklin? I was thinking too. that would be the power play.
But I mean, I don't think you can eliminate Franklin
from
her position.
But everybody would know exactly. Everybody would know you made that play.
Yeah, you made exactly. And then where would that put you in terms of, you know,
everybody.
Everybody and everything in terms of the whole operation. Like
exactly. That's risking a lot thinking that you would still be able to work with Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a lot to think that you could just replace Franklin in that type of way.
I got a question too. Why do you think they didn't tell? Why do you think Saint didn't tell Jerome and Louis about the pregnancy? You see, like they was like surprised, like
or almost like it was too fast or something. I think they still skeptical of her.
Okay.
Even though the mom kind of harped on who she was a little bit, didn't she?
Like it seemed like the mom knew her prior too. Like you know what I'm saying? Like she was like somebody that the mom
like she might have had a little role before we just didn't notice.
Didn't notice her, right?
Like she might have been an extra or something like that we didn't notice.
And it's probably what it is. It's probably when they were starting doing that you know doing their little you know
the cleaning the money stuff.
Right, exactly. And doing the what they do with the houses and stuff.
The real estate stuff. Yep.
And she might have been like something a little role in there. We'd probably just like missed her and shit. But yeah,
especially we know that. I mean, ever since Snowfall been on, it's been dilemma after dilemma. So it gets you caught up. So if you ain't standing out or you're not a major player in one of these roles, you know what I'm saying? Then hey, listen, you get overlooked. Well, what do you think about that situation and with Louis and Bo? And if she gonna serve somebody up, who you saying?
Yeah, I gotta say Scully.
Where do you see the situation leading? What's your prediction on that?
All right, like I said, I think. Man, that's tough, man. Because it's like I don't think that she wants to down him, but I think he gonna put them in that predicament in that situation. And I think it's gonna be out of her hands. Like I think it's gonna be like a Franklin call. Like gonna be like, nigga, we gotta get rid of this dude, or he gonna mess up what we got.
But she didn't tell him what he want yet.
Right, that's a good point too. Right,
right. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
You mean meaning Louis didn't tell Franklin?
Yeah, like it was, right. He want me to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You think she will?
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's a critical point.
Cause I think if she do, I think that's when he say we gotta serve her up or like serve him up. I meant, cause we can't be out here snitching.
Right.
You did, even if it is somebody.
And
they
can get high anyway, so they gonna figure. Right. You know, Franklin, he a slick motherfucker. He gonna figure something out. It ain't gonna be no shoot him up shit if they do take him
exactly.
out.
Exactly. It ain't gonna be no like, yeah, exactly. Like
the bull be slipping anyway.
Exactly. You could tell he wanted to take
some shit. Like if I mean I don't know because like I said, Sissy coming back in threw a monkey wrench into like everybody and like kind of how they moving, especially if she's gonna move properly. I don't know what she got playing with Teddy and everything.
What you think her intentions is with the business? Remember, she went in.
She wanted to know what's going on with Teddy.
Ah, so you think that's her sole intention of the business?
That's it.
Okay.
She was the one that came back and said, Teddy, we know who did it.
Right. Only man that wanted him dead. For real.
So, I mean, I don't know. We gonna see, man. Reed might have Teddy might have something in the tuck, but it was a crazy episode, man. It was a crazy episode, and it really opened up a lot of different avenues to where this season could go and where the series could go.
And did she hire an assassin or some shit? Like, who did she? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, who is this guy?
I want to know who Bull is. I want to know who Bull is.
Because he's get information first. I want to know what happened, and then you can kill him.
Like,
who the bull?
Right. Fuck, is he the Terminator?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's crazy.
They had the slick meeting and all that.
My man, a private investigator / assassin. Like, what
he said / assassin. Fuck, you think he is James
what
Bond?
What the hell, James Bond type dude?
My man,
a Mexican James Bond.
You see him though,
right? You the slick meeting and the little diner jump,
right?
Like, little, you mean like I'm like, hold up, what the? Yeah, Sissy on some shit right now, boy.
Yeah, I think she
Sissy on some shit.
to implode everything. I think she came in to finish what Olsen started, and that's blow everything up.
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Even when she was talking to Leon and shit,
yeah, like, him, she like, are you all right? Come on.
Like it's a like different way. It's a different way to do this. You know that
exactly. And then they cut away. Right. Like, oh, y'all okay?
Without losing your life and going to jail or going to jail, it's a different way to do this.
So, like, I feel like she came back with intentions already, man. So,
ooh, it's about to get crazy out there.
It's about to get super crazy, man. What a episode, man. What a series. What acting.
And I want to go back to St. Girl too. And they mentioned something about her mom. Remember, I was saying something about a hidden secret or something like that or something that you know she's hiding or something. I think that might be it. Like not necessarily a secret, but just something that she's not saying. Something about her mom. Because remember, she was saying she was like, if she come back, I'm moving to Africa that same day.
Right.
Like, what's up? Like, what's wrong with her mother?
Yeah, facts. What's that animosity about? That friction about?
Right. But that had me a little skeptical.
And the way Franklin was looking at her, the way she handled the strap, he's like, hold up.
Exactly. I'm like, hold up.
So I don't know, man.
I feel like
this joint gonna be, it's gonna get crazy, man. I feel like they got a lot of stuff that's hidden that's gonna be getting exposed.
It's gonna come out.
Yes, sir.
And piece by piece, man. You know how they do.
Exactly. Piece by piece. Exactly. Yeah. Let me ask you this. You think Jerome gonna kill a young girl?
About the music.
Yep. Remember, he kept playing that one part back.
Right.
I forgot what he was saying about the uncle, though. He was
saying, like, uncle, son, like, uncle, nephew, something like that. Yep. Basically talking about Saint and his uncle.
Yep. Basically putting his name in it. He's like, oh, look. He was just talking about, right? He was like, and he was drinking.
He's like, hold the fuck up.
I don't know. Young boy better watch out, man.
Yeah, I'm more drunk. You can't be doing that, bro. If anything, talk to the niggas. Like, say something to them. Like, yeah, I'm rapping. Like, you know, I know the situation. I know the streets talk, but you know, what can I say? You feel what I'm saying? Like, communicate, man.
Niggas know you can't say niggas' names, though. God damn, bro.
You put.
He said he's supposed to be a saint. He said making money. Like, what he say? He was just saying his name throughout the whole joint.
He was
like,
drawn.
Damn.
He was drawn. Like.
Dry snitching. My man is just blatantly.
He said, you think we about to pay you to snitch on us?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Said,
oh,
y'all must want some verses.
Like, dude, you must want to die.
Facts. You on that bullshit right now, Playboy.
You on that stuff.
My man was on the roof with the skateboard.
You see it though? He said, get your ass down here.
Yeah, man. I'm loving this season so far, man. I'm thinking they're doing a real good job. This is like what their first full season without John Singleton, or their second full season. Yeah, man. Killing it right now.
I would say one more thing before we get up out of here, man. Mm-hmm. Wanda looking good, man. Yeah, looking good.
Yes,
I love to see that, baby.
Exactly.
Love to see that. I'm
like, Mr. Brown talking about he ain't gonna pay the rent until his toilet get fixed. I'm thinking he bullshitting. I go in there, it's messed up. She said, so I go down there, grab a snake, fix it myself. Right. Fix it myself. But that's what I'm saying. I really think that's how.
I use a little bit of the rent money.
Mel gonna pop up, bro. The better she get, I think Mel gonna pop up out of nowhere. Like she start getting a little bit better.
Right, and she'll get in contact with her. Like, girl, come see me, girl. I'm good. I'm working with. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be something like that. You know what I'm saying? Telling you, man.
I can't. Can't wait. I can't wait.
Yo, this is amazing, man. It's amazing, man. But yeah, this is episode 3 of the Snowfall Review, hosted by yours truly, Mizzy World and Vern Knowledge. Yes, follow sir. Us on Instagram, Mizzy World ENT, Vern Knowledge. Y'all know what it is. Listen, subscribe, share. Gang.